बस और कोई है मतलब नहीं। और कोई बचा और इस मधु 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 और मास ओके सो वील हैव अ रिकैप मॉर्निंग As I said, we'll be having it in three parts: qualification and mood, understanding Prabhupada's purports and delivering the lecture. We were discussing about the qualification of Bhagavatam, what Prabhupada has mentioned in his purports. So, summary is, we extracted 8 points. All of you have written this points, all the points? Then our qualification, what is our main qualification? Good. Yeah? That's the main qualification. And we did all this also, like the qualifications which were given, how we will not be able to acquire the entire qualification, but at least how we can strive to achieve that. It's not that just by doing this we will achieve all that what Prabhupada has written, but at least we will strive. Our endeavor, our struggle is necessary. Right? So this we did. And then we discussed about hearing points. Any questions to mood also? Honor and humility? Right? Honor means we should think that people should give me honor. No? It's a great honor to be. Okay, any questions till now? Yes. Because if you concentrate only on what you are going to deliver, how I will do and this and that's good. Before even like when you are doing Jai Radha Madhava or sometime we do that. But especially when we are chanting Mangalacharan, you should pull your mind out of it, out of everything. That is why knowing the meanings of all those verses which we are chanting helps us. If you do not know the meaning, entire meaning, or the word by word meaning, then this will happen, that you are chanting but your mind will be preoccupied with something else and you will be. But if you know the meaning, and you have to come to that habit. See, whatever we are discussing, not that you can do it very easily. Okay, you are doing it anyway, you are doing it. Things which we are discussing looks very simple, like, you know, just chant Mangalacharan and then, you know, pray to them. Simple. But in action, because of our previous habits or conditioning or way of working or style, it may give us some problem. So that is what you are learning in these classes, try to achieve to that. So now your question is how to do that, is every day remind yourself. When you are chanting just before Mangalacharan, stop all your other activities, stop about work. Why you stop? Then you should tell your mind that if I don't do this, then whatever preparation I have done, it will be all useless. I will not be able to. Because you see, it's not just we are chanting for a prayerful mood and other things. It is also to, you know, attract the mercy of that whole parampara. And we should be in that mood that it is the parampara that's going to preach. So I'm not preaching, I'm just an instrument, I'm just speaking. It's the parampara, power of parampara. So if you are in that mood, definitely you will be in a very prayerful mood, you will pray to them for mercy. So that has to be brought into practice. You have to do it. Maybe one lecture you forgot, then lament, oh, why should I have done it? Again try, and slowly, slowly you'll come into that. So once you come into practice, then it will be nice. Then you may be thinking about what I'm supposed to do and all, but as soon as you start the chanting of the verses of Mangalacharan, you will come into prayer. So start practicing. And maybe in during that time, like if you feel like looking around and something is distracting you, you can close your eyes. That's the only time or during kirtan you should close, otherwise not. While giving lecture you should not close your eyes. I'm speaking. It should not. Okay, while giving lecture it's not, okay, some is not that even in this Krishna consciousness is so good and those people say, well, we are here. Sometime we do it if there is a really very deep point and all, but very rare. I mean, in a whole lecture of 1 hour, 5 minutes or something, that's okay. Otherwise you should. But during Mangalacharan and maybe during some time kirtan, that's okay. So if you feel distracted that you are not able to come into prayerful mood because you look at the people and then you know somebody here and then maybe your own person and this and that, so then you can just try to close your eyes and try to meditate. And for that, whatever we are chanting Mangalacharan, you should know the meaning word by word. It's very nice. If you do not know the meaning, then very difficult to come into prayerful mood. Like, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Now if you do not know the meaning of each word, you won't enjoy also and you won't come in prayerful mood. But when you know, then you can come into prayerful mood. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu, your ocean of mercy. Like that, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, you know, your friend of persons like me, Dina Bandhu, Jagatpate, you are master of the entire world. So, like that. So when you do that way, then while chanting automatically it will come. Yes, any other question?
These four types of Buddha.
Yes.
And give some examples.
Ah.
You are not there in class. But four
So you were not there. Okay. Four kind of bad hearers. You have written which are there, right? Okay. So one of the good hearers is a chatak. Chatak bird has a quality that when he takes water only from directly from clouds when it rains. If it drops down on the earth, it doesn't touch the water. So, and that too in a particular nakshatra called Swati nakshatra. So, he is so particular about it. So, that's why these are the best people who hear, like, they don't hear anything else other than Krishna Katha. Pure Krishna Katha. Like, he takes a pure water. Even that water, it's a pure water, if it goes and mixes into mud, it doesn't take bath. Pure water directly, and he keeps his mouth open and directly takes it. That's his nature. So that's a top class hearer who hears only Krishna Katha, pure Krishna Katha, no adulteration, no contamination, no Mayavad, nothing, pure Krishna consciousness. So then there is Swan. The quality of Swan is that he is able to distinguish between water and milk. That's the quality of Swan. There is a Krishna has provided a chemical on the tongue of or the beak of Swan, that as soon as the Swan touches the milk, so what happens is due to that chemical, like generally we use the chemical to make paneer, so similarly that as soon as it touches the water and the paneer separates, you know, and then he takes the paneer, leaves the water. So similarly a hearer who knows what is good, what is bad, and he takes only the good thing. He doesn't take everything and anything. So one hearer is that he doesn't even listen to other things. That's the top class. won't even listen, forget about making out whether this is good or bad. You won't listen at all. That's chatter. But swan means then he will distinguish. He may hear, but then he knows who's useless. So he just throws that away and takes only the essence from that. And the third was? Actually, huh?
Parrot.
Parrot and fish, but not parrot, that word used is bruna there, I think.
Bruna.
In the words, some people have translated as parrot, some have translated other word. Some other word. The parrot generally is given because he has a powerful memory. So whatever you say, he can hear and he can repeat it as it is. So one hearer is that kind that he can, whatever you say, whatever he hears, he can memorize it properly, can repeat it. But in that sense, parrot is also used in bad sense, that he just repeats properly, used to say, just catch his throat and he won't say Hare Krishna. So that's why that bird's name exactly I'm not getting. But anyway, the purpose is to memorize. And fourth is fish. So fish is in the water, and fish always goes on in the water. Eye is right in the water, right on the water. You see the fish when she's going here, there, or down, straight looks at the water only. So that's fourth kind of hearer who has his focus fixed. He's fixed in his focus, what he wants to take. Right? That's the fish. And then bad hearers, there is wolf, there is camel, there is bull, and okay, crow maybe, but bull, because bull's nature is that even a child can take him anywhere. Yeah, such a big bull, but child is. So wherever you take bull goes. So that's not a good hearer. Okay, okay, Ram Krishna people are speaking, I'll go there also. Tomorrow, you know, Brahma Kumaris are speaking, I'll go there. Then there is ISKCON, okay, I'll go there. So these are not good hearers. Wherever you say, like a bull, he goes, he doesn't use his brain. Bull doesn't have a brain generally. That's what a child can pull up. So he doesn't use his brain as such. And then there is, we have bull, and then we have camel.
Jackal.
Huh? Yeah. Jackal is there, camel. Camel also. Camel means, you know, camel likes to eat thorns, which when it goes here, starts bleeding inside. And then the blood which comes out, I mean from the wounds, he takes that and he likes that taste. So he eats more, thinking that thorns are giving me taste. But it's not the thorns, it's his own blood it's losing. But he gets that taste. He keeps eating. So similarly, a person who hears it, but he doesn't understand that what damage is being made to him. He feels very nice, good flowery word, wow, Swamiji said wonderful things. Jugglery, like, there are people who give wonderful lectures. So when you ask the people, how was the lecture? Wonderful. What a highly scholar person. Okay. What did you understand? Nothing. Because they use such word jugglery. Prabhupada used to say, word jugglery means they have so many words. They use high words and they turn this meaning of this word from that, and that you get bewildered completely. So you do not understand that what a big loss you are making to yourself, to spiritually. But you keep on hearing that. Like, you know, I remember one of our devotees, once he went to hear a Mayavadi speaker. Just he wanted to find out what do they speak, you know. What is it like? Of course you all don't drive. But he was like already very senior, a lot of years he had spent. So he was telling that I found that 80% they speak the same thing, 80 to 90% what we speak, same thing. Sir, you cannot make out that he is a Mayavadi. 80 to 90% they speak, but somewhere they put it. So he was giving an example that this person was speaking on Gajendra Moksha. Mayavadi speaking on Gajendra Moksha. And he said, after speaking some time, he said, you know the best part of Gajendra Moksha prayers, what is the best part? He said, the best part is that he has not addressed a particular form of the Lord. That's the best part of Gajendra. Now, so he just turned it. Although he spoke everything from Bhagavatam, Gajendra Moksha prayers, Gajendra is praying, you know, but he has not addressed a particular, like he did not mention Krishna, Rama, Narayan, whatever. So he has not mentioned a particular form. So what is it? Lord does not have a form. So he was saying that they speak almost 70-80% same thing. You cannot recognize. But it is such a dangerous thing because it will kill you spiritually. Like that a camel. So a bull, a camel, and what was another?
Jackal.
Jackal is like his howling all the time. Jackal has that nature, unnecessary keeps howling. And so these are the hearers who just come to the class and they just keep asking questions. I mean, not that they want to get knowledge. See, by howling he doesn't get anything. Jackal, what does he get? Only invite some, you know, lion or someone. So they start howling like a jackal. They speak anything. Or they ask question, or they start speaking in between. Like Prabhupada was giving lecture, suddenly one person got up and started, you know, saying all sorts of things to Prabhupada, how can you do this and that. So like this, they are like people. So that's jackal howling. And which is the fourth one? You said crow. Is it crow? I'm not getting the fourth. The jackal, jackal. Oh, then where was this? Anyway. You have notes? And one thing I'm forgetting, maybe I'm confused. So like that, I'll tell you the fourth one. I don't want to speculate, maybe. So these are the heroes. Okay, any other question? So go ahead. Okay, so in the mood we were discussing what mood a preacher should have. Okay? So of course preaching means compassion personified. That is preaching. So if a preacher doesn't have a compassionate mood, he cannot preach. So we should be compassionate. We should have compassion. Prabhupada had compassion, that's why he could preach. Any acharya, any guru, they had compassion. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was happy chanting the holy names. He was chanting like Haridas Thakur for 7 years. He was not in public life. This was after Bhaktivinoda Thakur had left. He just went away. Even Gaurakishore Das Babaji was not there. And nobody knew where is Bhaktisiddhanta. I mean, somewhere in Nadia, but where exactly? So one of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's associate, he wanted to call him, and then he went in search of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It was in Nadia. He was staying in Calcutta. From Calcutta he went to Nadia. Somehow, after a lot of difficulty, he found Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. That time he was not sannyasi. He was like roaming like a madman. He was running from here and there and chanting Gauranga. And he used to chant. So that time he said, come, we have to go and preach. So he said, what preaching? Can't you see? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here, Nityananda Prabhu is here, Kirtan is going on. Come on, you also participate. He couldn't understand what is. And then he went back, okay, fine. And after some time, he received a knock at his door one day. He opened the door and Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was standing in saffron robe, shaven head, danda in the hand, said, "Come on, we have to preach." So he left that thing. He was enjoying, you can imagine, he was enjoying the kirtan of Mahaprabhu. But he left that, came back to material world and preached. That is compassion. Prabhupada was very happy in his Vrindavan rooms, Radha Damodar temple. But he left that, went to the West without any money, without any known people, without any support, alone. That's compassion. So preaching means compassion personified. So your mood in all these should be also of compassion. So okay, honor, humility, and then instrument. Instrument means we should always consider ourselves as channels of mercy. Channels of mercy means we are not manufacturer of mercy, we are not storehouse of mercy. Remember, not that we can manufacture mercy, not that we have abundance of mercy stored. Okay, how many you want, how much you want? We are just channels of mercy. Channels means mercy is flowing from there, we are just channelizing it to others. That's all. So become channels of mercy. So instrument. Instrument means, as Krishna explains to Arjuna in 11th chapter, 33rd verse, I think, 33rd or 34th. He says that nimitta matram bhava sabya sakshi. Anyone knows that verse? Mother? Yes. You know the nimitta matram. Because we just want to use it that, so we remember that, right? There is a reason why Prabhupada was quoting only half many times. So anyway, so this verse says that tasmatvamuttishta yasho labhasva jitva shatrun bhumshva rajyam samriddham mayyeva mete nihita purvam eva nimitta matram bhava sabya sakshi. Krishna says that he is telling Arjuna, come on, get up. Tasmat muktishtha yasho labhasva, achieve fame, yasho labhasva jitva shatrun, conquer all your enemies, jitva shatrun bhumshva rajyam samriddham, enjoy your kingdom. All against the principles of devotion service. Krishna said, no, do it, enjoy your kingdom, kill your enemies, you know, and accept the fame. Yasho labhasva. But then he says, mayyeva mete nihita purvam eva. Don't forget this. By doing all this, don't forget what? Mayyeva mete nihita purvam eva. I have already killed all these people. I have killed. Krishna says very clearly, mayyeva. I have already killed these people. Nimitta matram bhava sabya sakshi. You just become an instrument. That's all. If you won't become, someone else will become. Krishna's plan cannot be stopped. Never. That's what Krishna was saying. I have already killed them. What is the meaning of already killing? They were there right in front. Right? Then how is Krishna saying I have already killed them? That is Krishna's plan. Okay, just 18 days more. They will be gone. So if you become a part of Krishna's plan, you will be glorious. You will be the one who will get the benefit. But if you don't, someone else will. Krishna's plan will not stop. They have already killed. So before the war, they were already killed. It's not Arjuna killed. Actually, there is a story. I haven't read it in Mahabharata, but they said that there was a bird, Kak Bhushandi. He was sitting and he was watching the entire Mahabharata. A bird. So after the Mahabharata war, then they went to him and asked him, okay, now you have seen the entire war. So tell us that who was the best warrior? Who killed many warriors? So was it Arjun or Duryodhan or Karna? who was the one who killed men like Bhishma? So he said, what are you talking? I only saw one person fighting. It was Krishna. He was killing everyone. So he said, what's the use of saying Bhishma killed so many and Arjuna killed so many? He said, I saw only one person. It was Krishna. So this is called nimitta matram. This is called being an instrument.
He was?
I don't know whether some say Barbari, some say Kakushindi, different names. Barbari was son of one of the sons of Bhima. He has been worshipped in Rajasthan as Khatusha. So this is the thing. We have to become instruments. So think that everything is already planned by Krishna. I am not the one who is making devotees. I was in Nellore, I told you earlier also. Maharaj made a very nice statement. I was very happy to hear that statement. Maharaj said, we were in Nellore, he said, we cannot make devotees. We don't have the powers. If we think we are making devotees, then we should be able to make everyone devotee. Why we are not making everyone? If I have the power to make devotees, then I can make everyone devotee. Right? So why we are not making everyone devotee? Because it is already chosen by Krishna who will become devotee. We are just becoming instruments. Right? Very nice statement, right? So, we think that we are making devotees, but if you have the power, then you make everyone devotee. Then we will say that you have the power. But it's not like that. So Krishna has already planned, you are just becoming instrument. So if you are in this consciousness, can you anytime think, I have made him a devotee? I have made him a devotee. I preached to him. I cultivated him. Oh, he was coming in pants shirt. He didn't even know anything. I told him everything. Yeah? No. Maybe he was coming in pants shirt or what, but it was Krishna's plan that he sent it to you. That he sent it to you. Why will otherwise he come to you? So it's Krishna. So we have to feel, we have to understand, and we have to come into this consciousness properly that it is Krishna's plan. He, the parampara, the Krishna and parampara, they are making devotees. We are just instruments. Nimitta matra. And if we don't become, someone else will become. That also is there. If we don't become, someone else will become. But that person will definitely become devotee. Because Krishna has planned it. Right? Like suppose Madhav. He was supposed to become brahmachari or devotee or Madhavacharya. So somebody must have, you know, preached him, somebody must have given him books, somebody must have, you know, brought him to some class and course, and slowly he became serious and now he is a devotee. Now if that someone who initially did, if he would not have done, does that mean he would not have become devotee? No. Right? It's not like that. Okay, who met you first time? Tell me. First person who preached to you? Hari Bhakti Prabhu. Okay. So now if Hari Bhakti Prabhu would not have met you, it's not that he would not have become devotee. Or he'll be still in Rajasthan eating non-veg and drinking beer and something like that. He would still be a devotee. Right? He just became an instrument. Now if Hari Bhakti Prabhu starts feeling, I cultivated him. If I would not have met him, where he would be? See my glass. So, no, Krishna had planned. Yes, but what is our glory? Does that mean we don't have any role to play? We are useless anyway. We are just instrument. Krishna is doing everything. So we don't have. Our glory is that we are instrument of Krishna. Krishna has chosen us to be the instrument. How great that is. And how responsibly we should act accordingly. Krishna has chosen us to be the instrument of his plan, not to make someone devotee, of executing his plan. He has a plan, he has chosen you to execute his plan, that's your glory. Isn't it? That's glory. Somebody has been chosen by Krishna to, you know, execute his plan. But If the person starts thinking that I have done it, that's it. So the preacher should always be in this mood. Instrument. Nimitta matram. Matram. Not just nimitta. Nimitta matram. Nothing else. When Krishna uses the word matram, it's very important. Nimitta matram. Matram means only instrument, nothing else. Very clear. I don't think along with instrument is that, no, nimitta matram, nothing else. See, the words of Bhagavad Gita are so nice. Every word has so strong meaning. So become only instrument, that's all. So do not think that maybe partly I can be instrument, partly I can this, partly that. Nothing. Only instrument. That's a very good mood for a preacher. Yes.
Compassion or nimitta, what can I do? So these two, how can we instrument?
Compassion and?
One thing is compassion is going on meeting people. The other one is I am nimitta.
Yeah, very good. Nimitta matram means, as I said, channel of mercy. So Krishna is very compassionate and Krishna has a plan to shower compassion on these people and He has chosen me. I should do my duty to the fullest, 100%. Right? Not that what I can do. A person who understands that he is instrument of Krishna, he will never say what I can do. Because he knows Krishna can do everything. In 5th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, Priyavrata Maharaj's story is there in the beginning. And the story, when Parikshit Maharaj was hearing, Shukadeva Goswami was speaking, and then Shukadeva Goswami said, Priyavrata did this, did that, he divided the whole into 7 wise, this, that, so many things, 7 islands and this. So after that, he sensed Shukadeva Goswami. And maybe Parikshit is thinking, can he do like that? Can someone do like that? And then he said, very nice word, he said, don't doubt the devotees, because Krishna is all powerful and his devotees are also all powerful. Don't doubt the capabilities of Priyavrata. He can do it. So there, it's a very nice way of saying that Krishna is all powerful. And he gives that power to devotees. So if you are considering yourself as an instrument of Krishna, then you should never think that what I can do. You should think that Krishna can do everything. There cannot be any scarcity, like we run the temple. Okay, many temples, Paisani, what to do, we can't do this, we can't do that. No, have faith. That means you are not considering yourself an instrument. You are considering that I am getting the funds, I am running the temple, I am doing everything. You are an instrument, Krishna will send, and Krishna is, he doesn't have any problem of money, so he will come, right? But because we do not have faith, we do not consider ourselves instrument, then we come to this mood. What can I do? I tried my best, but. So that is, if you are having in this mood, that means you are not considering yourself an instrument. But if you are considering yourself an instrument, you will never feel like that. You will say, yes, Krishna will be. Like Prabhupada. He was trying to build a temple and take the land in Juhu. And one of the lectures in Hindi I was hearing. And Prabhupada said that he was explaining. And Prabhupada was like that. Whatever the current things were going on, he would just blast them in the lecture. No? And he was talking about chanting and suddenly he said, Hum log kirtan kare, aap log jaakar police mein complain kare. This is nuisance. Prabhupada is saying in that lecture. So, Bhagwan aa rahe hain sabko seva dene ke liye. लेकिन आप लोगों ने प्रण लिया है कि हम यहाँ तो मंदिर बनने ही नहीं देंगे यू नो प्रभुपाद वेरी नाइस यू ऑल हैव टेकन अ वाउ दैट वी विल नॉट अलाउ टेम्पल टू कम अप एंड देन ही सेड प्रभुपाद हम तो भगवान के लिए बना वी आर मेकिंग फॉर द लॉर्ड इट्स इन हिंदी वी आर मेकिंग फॉर द लॉर्ड इफ यू विशेस टेम्पल विल कम अप अदरवाइज वी आर हैप्पी सिटिंग अंडर अ ट्री एंड चैंटिंग अवर होल व्हाट्स द प्रॉब्लम सो दैट इज द मूड ऑफ Right, he understood. But he is just an instrument. He is not going to build the Juhu temple. That's Krishna. If he wants, he very clearly says, we are making for him. If he wants, temple will come. Otherwise, we will sit below a tree and chant the holy name. That's a problem. So that is the mood of a preacher and an instrument. He is just an instrument. So Prabhupada never said, I made Jew temple, I made this temple, I made... You saw Krishna. We are just instruments. So a person who is in this mood, he will... Prabhupada never said this, what can I do? I tried my best, but he never left. Mayapur, he was having so many problems just to take that land. Juhu, the person sold it to another person, problem, police, and then gundas, so many things. Prabhupada never gave up. What can I do? I tried. Now I'm a sadhu. I'll just sit and let them do whatever they want. So that is the meaning of being an instrument. That have full faith that Krishna is all powerful and he can do anything. Maybe these people are not chanting, they are not even interested, but Krishna can make them. That's it. Any other question? Go ahead. So honor, humility and instrument and service. We should be in the mood of service, serving attitude. So we should take preaching or we should take giving class as a service. Like we do all other services, cleaning the temple hall, cooking, deity worship, any service. Similarly, giving lecture is also should be taken it as a service. It is my service to my guru and parampara and Krishna. So if you are in that mood that I am doing it as a service, you will never be puffed up. Puffed up. You will never have ego, you will never have pride. Never feel proud of doing lecture. Because you are doing it as a service, it's my service. So you will never feel that I am making devotees, I am changing their hearts. No, it's just my service to my guru. We should always feel, whenever we are doing any service, that we are doing it on behalf of our guru. Prabhupada wrote to his disciples in one of the letters I read. The Prabhupada said that what you are doing there, services like cleaning temple, cooking, deity worship, he said that is actually my service, but I am not there, I cannot do it, so you are doing it on my behalf, thank you very much. That was quite possible. So when we do service to? On behalf of Guru, to assist him in his service to Krishna. Because we cannot offer directly service to Krishna, so we assist Guru to offer service to Krishna. Because all these acharyas, they are all nitya siddhas, they are coming from spiritual world. Most of them are manjaris, like we know Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Kamal Manjari. Sanatana Goswami is Lava Manjari, Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari. So they are all Manjaris. So who are Manjaris? When Krishna performs pastimes, his intimate pastimes, when there is Radha Krishna and there are gopis, very close, there are different groups of Krishna's gopis. We will discuss some other time. So they are very close gopis. Specifically, the sakhis. And these sakhis are assisted by manjaris, small, 10-12 year old girls, not more than that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that his age is 12 and a half years, that's all. Yeah. He writes in a bhajan, Kamala Manjari Naam, Sade Bara Varsh. He has written that. So his own identity he has given. That he is in spiritual world is just 12 and a half year old Manjari. So these Manjaris, they assist Sakhis. But what happens when Radha and Krishna perform intimate pastimes? All the Sakhis, they go away, but Manjaris are there to help them. So Manjaris, although they are like small girls, but they have entire knowledge, everything. So they can give us the spiritual world. So that's why they come as acharyas. So all these are manjari, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, all these are manjaris. So they just come here in this world to give us the taste of spiritual world. Because they are tasting it there, they can give it to us. So that's why we should assist them. Like manjaris are assisting the sakhis, and sakhis are helping Radharani, and Radharani is serving them. So in one sense, only Radharani can serve Krishna. Right? She is the only qualified person to serve Krishna. But then we assist. We are assisting Radharani. So we cannot serve Krishna directly, okay, let's assist. So similarly, the mood should be that we are doing it as a service to Guru. So when we are giving lecture, it is our service to Guru, to Parampara. So in a serving mood, as a servant, service means servant. Who does the service? Servant, right? In this modern times, this word service is losing its meaning. Because somebody is serving in a bank, he is a zonal manager or something, and you tell him in Hindi, servant means knocker, right? And then you call, he said, I'm a zonal manager, and he said, but you are a knocker, you are doing knockery, right? Who does knockery? He's a knocker. Who does service? A servant. You tell him, you are a servant, he will feel offended. I'm a general manager, zonal manager. A zonal manager, but what are you doing? Regional manager, even let's say you are a chairman of the, some bank or something, what are you doing? Knockery. So you are a knocker. But you tell him knocker. You don't understand? I have 100,000 people working under me. So what? You are also a knocker. So this service is losing its meaning. But serving can be done by servant. So when we say that we should be in service mood, that means consider yourself to be servant. Of whom? Servant of whom while preaching? Number one, servant of Guru. I am just giving this lecture as a servant of my Guru. Actually, my Guru is speaking. I am just speaking on his behalf as a servant. And servant of those whom I am preaching. Both. I am a servant. Servant of Guru, because it is his mission that Krishna consciousness should be preached. So I am helping him and I am a servant. But to them I am preaching, I am servant of them also. That's why this is, I am doing it as a service. This is the mood a preacher requires. That I am serving them, I am servant. Not that I am sitting on the Vyasasana, so I am the boss and they are all, they don't know anything. I'll make them pure devotees. And their servant. If you preach in this mood, people's heart will change. But if you have other mood that I am the boss, I am giving very nice lecture and I can change their heart, no change. That's why you see so many people, so many bogus gurus, they have thousands of followers. They get big seat and 1,000 people come and hear and so many people. Nobody changes in his life. Yeah, whatever they are doing, they keep doing it. But one day, okay, Swamiji is coming, our Guru is coming, okay, we'll go and, okay, you sit and he will be giving darshan to everyone, 5,000 rupees per darshan. And that's over, finished. So nobody's heart has changed. Prabhupada used to consider himself servant of his disciple. Prabhupada used to say, these have been sent to me by my Guru Maharaj. So I'm just their servant. So Bhakti Siddhanta used to consider everyone, whoever pays obeisances, he will say, Daso Smi, I am your servant. And not like a dialogue, not like that, okay, Daso Smi, yeah, Daso Smi. Standing with a big guy, hey, Daso Smi. Oh, it was his humility. He was actually in that mood. Whenever he used to see someone pay this, Daso Smi. Of course, he never told this to Mayavadis. Must have told it, any Mayavadi also paid obeisance. I do not know, but at least he was saying that. So that was his mood, Daso Sri. I am your servant. Who was saying this? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Who was he? He can imagine the level of his knowledge, the level of his purity, the level of his devotion. And he's saying that. So why? Because he's setting a standard for all of us. He doesn't need to say this, but he's setting a standard that you as a preacher should consider yourself as servant. So servants are those whom we are preaching. Right? You are just a facilitator. Facilitator, you understand the word facilitator? Nowadays in many institutions they don't use the word teacher. They use the word facilitator. So you are just a facilitator. You are facilitating people to perform devotional service. You are just providing some facility, that's all. You don't have power to preach, you don't have power to change their heart, you have no knowledge, but just you are a facilitator. What the others have said, you are just bringing it. Like a facilitator means, suppose we make prasadam in the kitchen, and R.P. Singh Prabhu wants to have it here. He doesn't want to go to the kitchen. So then Mukunda goes and he just brings a plate for him and gives it. Now what is his glory? Prasad is prepared by someone else. Things have been brought by someone else. Eating will be done by someone else. Benefit will go to someone else. What is his glory? Just a facilitator. Instrument. So he brought it. That's all. So that's how we are. So we should always be in serving attitude, proper service mode. We are servant. Any questions or comments? No questions? Okay, so next. Why do we preach? Main reason is not to change people's heart but our own purification. Right? Preach to yourself first and then to others. Achar and then prachar. Bharat bhumi te janma hai lajar. Janma sarthak kari kar karo. First own purification and then try to preach to others. Right? So our preaching should be not in the initial stages. Till you are preaching, you should always consider that I am speaking for my own purification, because by speaking Krishna Katha, three kinds of people get benefit. Someone who is speaking, someone who is hearing, and someone who is asking questions. This is said in Bhagavatam. Shukadeva Goswami says this. So three kinds of people get benefit. So that's why we should feel that when I am speaking for my own purification. Because I am not purified, but by speaking Krishna Katha, I will be purified. That's why when you read lot of most of the pastimes of Krishna, in the end the Shruti Phal is given. Shruti Phal means benefit of hearing this pastime. It's called Shruti. Shruti means hearing, phal and result. So almost all the pastimes in Shruti Goswami says, this is the result. Like Kubja, lust will go away, or Kaliya. This is that you will never be afraid of snakes if you hear Kaliya. If you speak and hear. So most of the time he says if you speak and hear. One who speaks, he gets this benefit, and one who hears this benefit. So that's why we should speak for our own purification. Let me speak as much as possible Krishna Katha. But it should be pure Krishna Katha. Our purification. So these 5 points you should keep in mind, that this should be your mood. And don't take all this what we are discussing as just theory. An actual thing will come when we discuss about how to prepare for the class. No, this is the actual thing. That is just side activity, how you prepare. Yeah, this is the actual. If you have this, everything else will come. Moon will, I mean, you will know how to prepare everything. See, that all skills can be learned. But these have to be imbibed. This is necessary. Okay? So, this qualification, this mood, why I started with this is because this is basic. If you don't have these basic things, you cannot preach. If you do not have even very good orator skill, you can't be a very good orator. Still you can preach if you have these things. Right? Like, of course, we should not say about Prabhupada, but then if you compare Americans' language and Prabhupada's language. Many words they didn't understand, that's why till today they are just changing, editing the books, because they didn't understand the words, what Prabhupada said, and they just wrote anything. The other day we had a seminar by Jayadvaita Maharaj, who, there are some people who are criticizing him that he's changing Prabhupada's words or something. So he wanted to prove that he's not changing. So he gave many, had many tapes. So he was playing those tapes, and then because we being Indian, we could easily understand what Prabhupada is saying, and then he was showing, see what is printed. So those who were hearing the tapes, they were not Indians. They were not well versed with his accent, and they were Americans, so they took it different way. They had never read verses, Sanskrit, so initial days. So they did it. So, So Prabhupada, if you see what he had in that term, materially, he couldn't speak their way, accent, anything. But he had all this. And just by that he could preach to them, who were like very puffed up, we are white people, Indians, third country, third great country, this, that. What did Prabhupada? They all surrendered to Prabhupada. So this is most important. Other things is okay, like you don't have orator skill, you don't have other things, it's okay, you come. But if you are considering yourself just an instrument, everything will come. Because you know, Prabhupada was telling, I am not a big scientist, but I am defeating scientists. How is it? Krishna is doing it. Very clear. Otherwise, how was it possible for Prabhupada to, you know, speak on big, big philosophies and science? He never studied that deep science. Okay, he studied English, but he didn't study such deep science or something that he was in. And, but he did. Big scientist surrendered to him. Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, he was such a big scientist, he was representing India in international conferences. He was an Indian representative. He was such a great scientist, he surrendered to Prabhupada. What was Prabhupada? So that's why these are more important than what we will do. Of course, that is also important. I am just saying, because generally when we discuss on such topic, we feel this is theory part. Let it come, how to prepare, I want to shift from that. This is what I am discussing, this is how we should prepare. This has been our preparation. Okay, any questions? Yes.
So when you are looking at all these things, all these statements, so we try to invent those qualities, unification. And whenever we do certain things like service and all, I am doing for purification, I am doing for purification, I am doing for purification. Actually, we are not doing for Krishna, we are not doing for. So, keeping this word, I'll get purified. So, in what sense it is really going to help us?
Initial stages it is really helping because we require purification. Unless you are purified, you cannot do it for Krishna. So, if you are doing it for your own purification, that is good. Because what is purification? When you talk of, I am doing it for my purification. What is purification? Purification is reaching your original position where you can do everything for Krishna. That is purification. So ultimately you are doing it for Krishna. You may be saying that I am doing it for my purification. Yes, initially it is required. Because if you do it artificially saying that I am doing it for Krishna, I am doing it for Krishna, you will just start doing it. Because you will not do it for Krishna because you are not purified. And always you will have some your own desire of recognition or anything, or considering yourself, see these people should tell me how great you are, what nice lecture you gave, what nice service you gave, how you are managing the temple, oh wonderful, under your guidance temple is flourishing, this will be there, right? So unless you are purified, you will never be in a position that you will do everything for Krishna. You will always have, you know, somewhere or other your own desire. But if you are doing it only for your own purification, okay, I am just doing it, maybe I am doing it for my own purification, it's good. Because once you are purified, what is a purified state? You will do everything for Krishna. That's called Mukti Hitvanyatha Rupam Sarupena Vivasthitihi. Mukti means Anya Rupa, whatever we have taken, Hitva. So Anya Rupa means they are all contamination. For the soul, any other form, material form is contamination, Anya Rupa. So when you are giving that up, you are coming in your original position as Sarupa Krishna. So in the beginning or initial years, even if you are doing it only for your own purification, it is allowed. Because if you are doing it for your own prestige, that's not good. That I'm not saying here, that's okay. On purification, yes, why not? We are all doing that, chanting the holy name for purification. Cheto Darpan Maharjanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Cheto Darpan Maharjanam Bhava Mahadavamyu. He didn't say in the beginning directly that Ashlishya Vapadaratam Pinash. That's the last. Okay, in 8 stanzas, 8 verses, he has given the entire bhakti. But where did he start? Cheto Darpan Maharjanam, purification. And then he came to Ashlishya Vapadaratam, everything for Krishna. So this is okay, you can do that.
We are feeling that really I'm not doing it for
Yeah, that's contamination. That's why I said, if you do for your purification, that's not contamination. That's wonderful. But if you're doing it for your prestige, you're doing it for your glory, you're doing it to prove yourself, you're going to show to the world that how great you are, this is material. This is not for purification. So yes, all of us have that because we have been doing it for millions of lifetimes. This is what, even as a dog, we were trying to prove I'm the greatest. Right? We're trying to, dog, like, you see, you come into his territory and he starts barking, bah, bah, bah. And then when you go away, he likes, raises his head, wow, I did some great thing. We have been doing this in all the lifetimes. So it is natural for us to have this tendency. It's not uncommon or unnatural, it's natural, we'll have it. And that is what purification means. So that's why I'm discussing all this, that if you do it in this way, considering yourself an instrument as a service, then that desire will go. You are just an instrument, then why you will have a desire for prestige or anything? But because you're not considering yourself as, you're not humble, you're not considering yourself an instrument and you're not doing just as a service, that's why purification will not be there. What will be there is just prestige. So yes, today we have it. Why are we discussing all this? Just to remove that. Just to remove. Now you have heard it. Remember this again and again. That yes, I am supposed to come out of this. This point. Am I doing this? Analyze. Analyze. Discuss with devotees, senior devotees, that I am doing like this. What should I do? Just this discussion and analysis will help you in, you know, coming out of that mood of prestige. But it is difficult because prestige is child of ego. So unless you kill ego, prestige for this, prestige, so many children keep coming. And ego is like a prajapati. Yeah, you know, thousands of children. No problem. Ego has thousands of children. So you know, you have prestige in this, prestige in that. What to talk of this? You are cleaning the vessels. Okay?
Even I will see how good you
do. No one can do it like I do it, you know. Right? Cleaning. You just, you know, maybe you are cleaning this place. And if you do it, find some other ways, it will come and see. See? How are you? When I do it, I can apply Tilak like this. Right? So, prestige comes in. Many children, so it's all because of ego. And ego is the last thing to go. Right? First thing to come and last thing to go. Like when the creation starts, ego comes. And when the winding up starts, ego is the last one. Because the gross things goes first. You know, like this. This is the beginning. Ego here, the gross things here. So, beginning mein ego will be first and then slowly gross. But then while winding up, gross, love and subtle, so finally. So it is difficult to go. But then, that's our samdharsh. Manishasthani, indriyani, prakriti, sthani, prashtati. That's our struggle. Actually, we should not struggle to have our bread and butter. That's a useless struggle. Because there is no struggle required for that. Now you see this cow. We have a strong example. This cow. Okay, she was somewhere on the road and hit by, and she was just lying. But it was there in her destiny to get food. Krishna arranged. All the way from there, we never thought we will bring. She came here, and not only here, now we are troubled what to give her. She is not eating anything, like she has choice. Okay, I will eat only if you need this. But whatever it is, there is an example. Like that, there are so many examples that you know, it's all arranged for Krishna. So that is why ego has to be destroyed. But it will not go so easily. We have to understand that everything Krishna has planned. Right? So we should not have ego. You have desire for prestige? Kitna hai? Thoda hai? Thoda hai? No desire. No desire.
मेरा लंबाई से भी ज़्यादा
लंबाई आपका लंबाई से भी ज़्यादा so we all have that but we should understand that Krishna is very much more so that is what purification that is what manushasthani indriyani prakritisthani so our struggle is not for eating not for sleeping not for getting all these things staying in our Like people say, roti, kapda, makan. It's not a struggle, that's a useless, foolish struggle. Foolish people struggle for that. Krishna has provided for everyone. Like I was giving an example of cow. What a talk of cow monkeys I was seeing in Vrindavan. Oh, you know what they have. But every day, none of the monkeys, I've never seen any monkey going hungry or dying of hunger. Right? I've never seen monkeys dying of hunger. And no one comes there. I mean, when I was there, it was a difficult time for them because Kartik and all, many people come and feed them. But otherwise, very difficult. But they are surviving. So, Krishna is providing. So, our struggle is not for that. Our struggle is for coming out of this lording tendency. That is our struggle. And we are the lord of everything. So, that struggle Krishna is talking about. Manashasthani, Indriyani, Prakriti, Sthani, Prashti. And that keeps us in this material world, Prakriti. So our struggle should be to come out of that. So that is the struggle. And we are not supposed to give up. Don't say, what can I do? You know? It is there, my mind is very strong, my desires are very strong, or they are taller than my height or something like that. So, no, it's okay, it's there. So what to do? Create a push. Find a solution. Prabhupada was praying every day to Krishna, save me from Maya. So Prabhupada can pray, why can't you pray? You should pray. That's called following. Not calling everyone rascal. Pray like Prabhupada. He was praying every day to Krishna, save me from Maya. So that is required. Okay, any other question?
As followers of the Buddha, we are always trying to expand our teaching. So at what point we can draw that line? Like we are expanding it for valuable to the Buddha, or we want our devotees, ourselves to do what we find.
Same thing, like, see, we will, as I said, we will always have that desire that I am doing it, unless you come into this mood that I am just instrument. If you really consider yourself instrument, you will never be affected by as much expansion as possible. You may have 100 centers under you, you will not be affected. So again and again, these things are required. Unless you come into that mood, yes, expansion we do when we feel, yeah, tomorrow people will say, wow, see how Hari Bhakti Prabhu, when he came to Karwar, what was Karwar? Nothing. Now you see Hari Bhakti Prabhu has developed it so nicely. 20 centers he is handling alone. In a day, 5 lectures he gives. What a great personality. Yes. Prestige. But if Hari Bhakti Prabhu understands that this is all being done by Krishna, what was my power? When I came to Karwar, who was I? It is Krishna who made me this. See the other thing, right? People will say, oh, what was Karwar? See Hari Bhakti Prabhu, what has done. But you should think, who was I? I was no one. It was Krishna who made me like this, gave me so much, you know, opulence, he gave me all that popularity, he gave me all that prestige and honor. It is for him. I have no qualification. It is he who is making me. People may say, I am doing it. But I know, I am a useless person. It's Krishna who is doing it. I can see that. He is a devotee who sees Krishna's hands in everything. Whether it is calamity or it is victory. That is a devotee. So as a devotee, we should see his hand. That yes, after I came, okay, we have 20 centers now. But then who did it? We know very well, I cannot, I don't have power. Krishna did. So that's why, see Krishna's hand in everything. When you go out and preach and somebody comes to the temple and says, Prabhuji, bahut achha lecture tha, main aage badhna chahta hu, I want to know more of this. See Krishna. When there were 50 people I was teaching, why everyone didn't come if my lecture was good? Only one came, Krishna inspired him. So see Krishna's hand. So in every act, start seeing Krishna's hand. Somebody comes to you, Krishna sent you. You get something, you open another center, this for you. Make it as an offering to Krishna. And when you open a new center, if you feel that I have done it, see Krishna's hand. What you had, how much money you brought. Were you a big crorepati that you were just funding some centers? No, Krishna is sending. You didn't have anything. Prabhupada started with few dollars. Krishna sent so much. So if you become an instrument, if the purity is there, and everything will come. And you see Krishna's hand in everything. That is very important. Every act, see Krishna's hand. How Krishna's energies are working. Like Vidura. Vidura was chastised by Duryodhan. Insulted like anything. Vidura gave his life for Hastinapur. Even though knowing that these people are adharmis, Dhritarashtra is not following properly, Duryodhan is a useless fellow, still he gave his life, thinking that I have my duty as minister. And what did he get in the end? Duryodhan says he is a cheater, he is a spy. He is taking sides of our enemy, throw him out. Just imagine. For life you give it there, and then somebody says, just throw him out. Who is he? He's a thief. And what did Vidura say? Vidura did not do anything. It is said in Bhagavatam, he saw the working of external and internal energy of Krishna. That was Vidura. External energy in the form of Duryodhana, who was chastising him, and internal energy who was inspiring him to go for pilgrimage. So Vidura thought that because of being minister, I could not go to yatras. And everyone was going for yatra and I was busy with management. Yes, now is the time. Krishna has arranged. Now I'll go for yatra. If this would not have happened, I mean now there is a war is coming up, I would be again so busy. And obviously, if Vidura would not have left, or he would not have been thrown out, he would be the busiest person, you know, handling all the affairs, okay, who is going there, what is happening, Bhishma will become this, all he will be involved. He said, see Krishna, this is Krishna's arrangement. Now I can peacefully go. I have no obligation. Because earlier if you would have gone, people would have blamed him. See, being a minister is just going for yatras. What is this? But now he has been thrown out. He can go for yatras. So he went for all the yatras. He didn't know what happened. War was over, everyone died. He didn't know. He was on his yatra. So that is the example for us. See Krishna's hand in it. It comes by practice. I know, I am telling you, it's not that tomorrow onwards you will preach and you will sing. It's everything Krishna's hand. But practice is, it's important. Okay, any other thing? What time we have class? 3:30 or 3?
Actually, we got 3 hours left per day. Morning and afternoon.
Very calculated. Okay, we'll stop at 3, no problem. But any questions? Yes. Sorry, again?
Now preaching, not every day is a good day. Our preaching is expanding, a lot of people are coming there for messages. And then they are seeing the other side of it. People are not learning. They are not coming for lectures. Or somehow they are not on the self-study of our lectures. How do you do this?
Our success and failure is not measured by how many people attend it and how many people do not attend it. That's a material measurement. Measure it. If you are preaching to two boys and one of them turns to devotee, that is much better than preaching to 2,000 people where no one turns as a devotee. So our measure of success and failure is not number of people attending. Our measure of success and failure is in what mood you have given the lecture, number one, for you particularly, personal level, how it is. So in what mood have you given the lecture? Whether when 1,000 people are there, then you are giving very fired up lecture, and when 2 people are there, you are saying. So, question answer. That's what mood you are doing. So, first of all, don't think that is a criteria for success. Yes, but at the same time, I don't say that you started with 100 people and then you were 60, then they were 40, then they were 20, and then they were one person, and you say, I'm not bothered about number. They should definitely think what is happening, right? 100 were there and now there are only one person. There may be something wrong. On a manager level, maybe you're not giving them enough prasadam, or maybe you gave them fruit salad which was not sweet. Something like that. That also should be taken care. Preaching also means proper management. Preaching doesn't mean just giving classes. Okay? You're giving very good class and prasadam. What happened, prasadam? Oh, forgot. Nobody came and, like Sunday lecture. Wonderful lecture Sunday. After that, what happened? Today no one came for prasadam cooking. So there's no prasadam. So people go back. Preaching means everything. You're managing that and this. So, that's one part. You should see to it that there are some problems or something. But at the same time, understand that this is not a measure of success. Measure of success is how you feel. And then if it is happening, you should definitely analyze. Not that just leave it. I'm just an instrument. Krishna wants, he will send, otherwise it's his department. See, when you work for a company, though profit and loss is to the owner, not to you. Okay? You just paid whatever, whether he makes a loss or he makes a profit, your salary will be paid. But is it a good thing to do that? What do I have to do? It's up to him. I'll not work, I'll just go and sit, or I'll just do something. I'll not take interest, I'll not take responsibility. No. In the company person takes. I've seen people wanted on a supplier, but sales agent is trying to push his product. And he was talking to me and I was just looking to him and thinking, my God, if you would have been a preacher, you would not have been a preacher. He would have preached like this, Krishna consciousness, take it. And this person was like some product, he was going on. I didn't even listen what he was saying, I was just looking at him and I was thinking, so so nice. It is a preacher. People have spoken about Krishna. He was speaking nicely, sir. So like that, when you are in a company, you do it with that. Similarly, when you are working for Krishna, so you should put your 100%. Not that you say that any exhibits on Krishna, whatever you have to do. And then you should not worry about the result. But put your 100%. So similarly, whether how many people are coming or not coming or whatever, you should analyze. Think what has happened, where am I going wrong. Maybe I spoke something which they didn't like. So again, go back, analyze. So find out the cause and try to find a remedy that is required, right? But at the same time, just go on doing it as a service. Don't stop just because people are not coming. But definitely you should try to find the remedy and give your 100%. If you give your 100%, definitely result will come. Our problem is if we see 1,000 people, we give 120%. And when we see 10 people, then it reduces to 10%. Give your 100% in both the times. Sometimes for big festival we require to put extra efforts, but I'm talking just for preaching part. Give your 100%, then results will come. Okay, any other question or comments? Finished? Yeah, yes. Yeah, this class is particularly for discussion because you all are going to speak, so yes.
For when we are preparing a class, sometimes we are having no idea what to speak. So we go directly to hear some lecture of some senior yogi who has given that class earlier. So is that good to take all the points from the memory?
I'll come to that point. That point will come when you're doing preparation for the class. There are three kinds of class which we can prepare or we can speak. One of them is this. So I'll discuss in detail about it. Let's come in once we start the preparation. Any other? Okay, we'll go ahead. Or should we start? I'm just feeling so sleepy. Now, yes, maybe. Should we continue? Ashwas RP Singh Prabhu, because the answer is always yes. Still, we have 10 minutes to 3. We'll stop at 3. Till then, we'll go on, and whenever it's 3, we'll stop. Okay, so preparation for the class and understanding Prabhupada's purports. Now this is going to be the major section, in the sense where you'll have to do exercises, you'll have to find out how to do that. So it will not just be a boring lecture like till now what you've heard, but it's going to be nice, entertaining thing for you. So preparation for the class and understanding Srila Prabhupada's purpose. Now let's see, what are the things we require for the class? How can we prepare for the class? Okay, we'll have it one by one. Yes, saath mein aa gaya. Okay, I could not make it. So we'll read all six and then we'll discuss on that. Okay. Now preparation for the class, number one, we should study regularly. That's the best preparation. Study regularly.
On class purpose.
Huh? No, no. Regularly do your studies. At least 2 hours a day or more, if possible. As per your services, don't leave your services. So study regularly. I'm not saying just before the class, just for the preparing of the class. This is regular study. Okay. Next is read the verse you are going to speak on thoroughly, including the purport, of course. Then read few verses before and after the verse to be spoken on. Like if the verse number is 10. So start from 1 to 9 also you read, and then 11 to 20 also you read. 5-6 verses before, 5-6 verses later. Then decide about the main message or instruction to be imparted through this verse. Structure your presentation, which should contain, we will discuss on this each It is just, are you able to see or it is small? Should I increase the font? Good. Structure your presentation, which should contain an introduction, a body and a conclusion. Keep your notes. This will help you to speak in a systematic manner rather than speaking according to whatever thoughts come your way. So have you written all of the six? We'll start discussing. Just to try it. When we speak on each, then you can take down the notes for that also. Study regularly. Okay, so should we, or how many of you have finished? We have written. Okay, so we will just briefly discuss about all these six. Number one, study regularly. Okay, so for us, the Bhagavatam preparation which we do just before the class is just recollection. Okay, because before the class you can't read everything what has to be presented unless you have 15-20 hours before that class. But that is just recollection. Recollection of what we have studied earlier. So if you study regularly, like for example, just now I gave you example of Vidur, right? Now whatever examples I have gave, whatever I am speaking, it's not that I had all that written down before I came. But this I had studied earlier somewhere. So I could immediately recollect, okay, the topic is relevant, example is relevant, so I get. But because I had studied, sometimes whenever I studied, but I studied, so I could. But if I would not have, how will I give so many examples? So study regularly and in a systematic way, in the sense, not just sometime first canto, sometime 10th canto, then again 2nd canto, then again 9th canto, something not like 1st to 10th Bhagavatam, at least Bhagavad Gita chapter by chapter, Chaitanya Charitamrita, etc. Now you can just concentrate on Bhagavad Gita and later Chaitanya Charitamrita. So study regularly, okay? If you can, 2 hours in a day, very nice. But otherwise, more than that, very nice. Try in your stage, at this stage, 2 hours minimum. Minimum, I'm saying. You can go more, no problem. You have time. I'm telling you, you have time. It is just in your mind, your thought, ki hota hi nahi. There's no time. I have morning altar, and then evening altar, and then afternoon altar, So after the Lord goes to sleep, the whole world goes to sleep. So you have time. 2 hours, try to do that minimum a day. So that's the one thing. So when you study, what you do, when you're studying, it is being, do it very carefully, and it is being creating an impression in your mind. So you are reading. It will come later. When you want to give class and suddenly some connection will come, you can recollect and you can speak. But if you are not read, you cannot. So regular study is a must for preacher. For anyone, at least for preacher. Go on studying. Should be there regular, and then you will see the wonders. There are benefits of reading. Number one, you can quote examples from here, from different places. When you are giving lecture, it will be easy for you to give lecture on any topic because you already read it many, many places, so you can just recollect. And third thing, of course, because you are reading Shastra, so it will have a good impact on yourself also. By reading the Shastra. So if you study regularly, this should be the rule. Then second is that, okay, it's 3 o'clock. Yeah, you have a question. Yes.
So now, preparing for the class of Parama, we should also do studying. So how we are to be these two things are
our study should not be just for preaching. That's a very, very grave mistake which preachers do. Almost many preachers. That whenever they have a lecture, they have a seminar, they have something to need for that. That's, again I say, that's just the preparation. But studies means your own personal study. You should continue that. Adjust your schedule in such a way where you can, okay, may not be the day you are preaching, but may not be 2 hours, 1 hour. But I'm telling you, if you schedule it properly, you will get 2 hours every day. We have that machine. So we should do our studies not just for giving classes. We should do it for our own nourishment. Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita is for preaching, but Bhagavatam is for nourishment. Your own nourishment. You can enjoy that thing. Bhagavad Gita also, if you read it in a proper perspective. So, what you should do is that study the Shastras for your own nourishment, and then for the classes, just prepare. That's okay, you can, but that's additional. You should do that because. If you have separate hours, more than 2 hours, you see, that's it. कहाँ का? नहीं नहीं क्या इतनी बुला दो? कहाँ का? स्टोर में तो कुछ सामान ही नहीं है खाली. So, if you can, apart from these 2 hours, you still have time, then you do that. If you don't have, then divide. But if you have time, if you can manage, then 2 hours exclusively for your own personal studies. And then half an hour, 1 hour for you. Because you see, what you are doing, studies, is also preparation. May not be exactly for that day. But many a times it happens that what you read is beneficial for your lecture also. You can get some good examples, some values, something from there, some additional. So that's always there. So that also is part of preparation. So what we should do is that regular reading, it will help us. It's not a short term thing, it's a long term thing. If you do regular reading, maybe after 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, your lectures will become very good. Because you give Shastric examples. You know many things from the Shastras. But you should do that. But in case the time doesn't permit, then you can divide 2 hours into personal. And if time permits, you should do 2 hours specifically, exclusively personal study. Okay, any other thing? But he was referring to many books also, like that is given in NOD, 64 qualities of Krishna, that's given. So he was, when he's writing NOD summary, he was referring to the Nectar of Devotion by Rupa Goswami, and then he was there. So in this, when he writes verses, he writes, yes, from part 3 refers, he refers to Acharya's commentaries, like Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur, Baladeva Bhushan, Sridhar Swami, all the people who are doing their, so he was referring to them, he was taking their references, but most of it is his own commentary, his own things. One thing means, he's presenting for the modern times, but also he has taken, so it's a combination, his own purport realization plus Acharya's commentary, he has put it out. Question, that's why I didn't go for it. I also left it. That's important. Tomorrow we'll discuss sometime on that. How to develop those things. That's important. Okay, thank you very much. Otherwise it's okay, easily understandable, or very difficult.